We'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts, both 1 and 2. Today is November 17th, 2025. It's 10:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Mike, your chair, would you like to start?
Yep, Mike Crandall, I'm the board chair.
Sheila Michaelis, treasurer.
Jason Carroll of the account with CLA. Lauren is with CLA as well.
Thanks, Jace. That's everybody I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker at the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our July 21st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
I am actually just finishing looking through them right now. Did we find out if we needed to adjust the financials from that David talking to Payson City?
I don't have an update about that. I can work with Jason after to figure out where we're at. Now, Jason's going to cover third quarter financials. So maybe let's go through here what he has to say, Mike, and go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with the minutes.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from last time.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, Jace, take it over.
Hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
See if I can get this all working here. So, oops. Sorry, I'm not the best with Zoom. All right, let's. Okay, so we have the third quarter financial statements for Red Bridge and Red Bridge 2. So as of the end of September, you can see we have a balance sheet for the general debt service and the capital projects funds. Each of these has a different purpose. General fund funds that your administration and operations, the debt service generates the revenue to pay off the municipal debt was issued to finance the infrastructure. And then this capital project fund is where the proceeds from the bonds went to pay for that public infrastructure. At the end of September, we had $1,432,000 in total assets. Almost all of that was cash, although we did have a little bit due from Red Bridge 2 here, this $107,000, and then $113,000 that was a receivable from the treasurer. Total assets of $1,432,000, almost all of that is in the debt service fund. You can see there's a little in the general fund and the debt service fund. On the liability side, we had total accounts payable of $16,056. And that left us with this ending fund balance of $1,416,000. Again, you can see that we have a little bit of a deficit here in the general fund at this point, and $1,431,000 in fund balance on the debt service side. Sorry, if I get the numbers big enough and it cuts off the title at the top, but this is the general fund budget to actual. So again, you can see the type of revenue we have right now is this transfer from the debt service fund and some interest income. The budgeted expenditures are all just district administration. We budgeted $53,060 through the first 9 months. We had $22,523 in expenditures. The developer had advanced $3,951, and the monies had not been kind of transferred yet from the debt service fund to pay for operations based on just kind of cash flow availability and the timing of the property tax payments. On the debt service fund here, we expected to generate $151,000 in revenue and expenditures of $893,400. You can see that we have now paid all of our interest payments. These paying agent fees are made to UMB just for their process and administering the whole bond process and the payment process. And really, that's it. There's not much activity, as you can see, on the capital project fund. So I don't have anything else to review there. Redbridge is even simpler. Pardon me, Redbridge 2 is even simpler. And that really, we just have a balance sheet only transaction here that we've got monies that are due from the county when there's property taxes payments. And then those monies are due over to Redbridge 1 in order to pay for its portion of debt service. So I'm happy to stop there or pause there and see if there's any questions from any of the board members or anyone else.
So last time I had the question about other assets that Redbridge has that's not on that aren't shown on these forms, and it looks like they're not on here again. Maybe $800,000 deposited with the city, water shares that have a value that we are holding on to. I just think that we probably ought to have those shown somewhere. And David was going to look into that last time.
So this is maybe one of the difficulties or challenges with governmental accounting in that any long-term assets that are owned by the government are not shown in the fund basis financial statements. You also don't see the long-term debt that's outstanding on these financial statements. The fund basis financials don't show fixed assets. They don't show long-term obligations like the debt that's outstanding. Where you would see that is on the final year-end audit. There's a full accrual piece to the year-end audit that would be reflective of those. As far as the water shares, I'll follow up with Shelby. I'm covering this meeting for her today, so unfortunately, I don't know a ton about this district specifically. But I will follow up with her and make sure that we get an email out to all the board that reflects. And you also, I'm sorry, Matt, Mike, you were talking about some sort of escrow that is with the town as well.
We've given some money to the city in a bond. It's pretty much earmarked and for things to be finished, but it's sitting there for the kids. So if they show up on the year-end financials, I guess that's great. Just
And just to be clear, when we say we, that's the developer has put up a bond or the district has put up a bond.
the district's funds from the district went into this bond. We took maybe excuse me. I'm guessing it was 3 million or something was transferred over to the city a few years ago. They've been taking it out, and I call it a bond, but it's a balance
Like an
there.
escrow with the city that you kind of deposited, and then those monies are being removed from there as the infrastructure is being built out and the city's in
Exactly.
control of that escrow agreement. Okay. I'm familiar with the structure. I don't know the details on this one, but I'll get back to you with that. And really, your point is if there's money still remaining in that escrow, how much are there and how are we reflecting that on the district's financial statements?
Correct.
Got it. Just want to make sure that there isn't another schedule here that sometimes we'll have a schedule of cash position. I don't see that here. But these are the long-term obligations that we're just talking about. There's $21 million in the 2021A bonds that are outstanding. And you can see here that they start to amortize the principal in 2026, this $35,000. And then it jumps up to $110,000 amortization in 27. So as we look at the budget, you can see your debt service in total continues to rise as the project builds out.
Yes.
So, other than the questions that Mike had on this escrow agreement, we'll get an email out on that. Does anybody else have any questions, or is there a motion to accept the September financials?
Can I do the motion like you did last time, accept them, but look into it, Michael?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I make a motion to accept the financials as they are, but look into whether we need to add some other balances there that the PID has.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Unanimous. Let's go get the 26 tentative.
Okay. So this is Red Bridge 1, and this is kind of a summary for next year. We expect to start the year with 1.5 million in beginning fund balance. The taxes that we expect to receive next year, 137,000, 28,000 in investment income. And then you can see the total expenditures. This is really your administration, and this is your debt service for 978,000. So that does expect to spend down the fund balance that we have existing from this 1,005,000 to 717,000 next year.
That general fund for the debts for the office expenditures and stuff, is it has that been increased from last year to this year? I mean, it just goes up a teeny bit each year. Just was wondering if that was the balance that it was 50,700 last year, or was it 50,000?
I'm sorry, I should have spent a second kind of talking about this, especially when everything is on the screen at one time. So thank you for that, Mike. So the first column on each of these pages is the actuals from 2024. The second column is the budget for 2025. The third column is those financials that we just looked at through September. The fourth column is an estimate, kind of the best guess as to where we will be when everything is said and done this year. And then finally, the 2026 budget that we'll be entertaining at the next meeting is this final column. So when you look at the expected expenditures here, they're actually less than what they were budgeted for in 2025 and what was expended in 2024. So I'm not sure if that answers your question.
When this all started, the general fund there for debt service fund, sorry, was 50,000 even. We've been spending more than that, so we can increase that up a little bit each year. Is that
Yeah,
now?
that's exactly right. There's an inflationary kind of bump that is related to the carve out that we get from the debt service fund that is capped out. And so that's what this amount is inflated.
Okay, just wanted to make sure it was inflated.
Yep. And then these two pages are just the detail of what we looked at. So when you saw that 50,700 in administrative expenses, this is the split on what we expect that to be. And then on the debt service fund, as we just talked about a second ago, 2026 is the first year that we'll amortize some principal. So we'll have a $35,000 principal payment in 2026. And really, we're not showing any activity of note in District 2 next year. So you can see it just kind of all zeros for 2026. What I didn't talk about, and I know that there's some timelines here that we're trying to stay to, so I've been abbreviated in my presentation. But at the end of both the financial statements and on these budgets, there's some pretty good notes that explain just the taxes process, the numbers that are included in the audit, kind of the some of the assumptions that go into deriving those information on the debt. So if we go to a Red Bridge 1 budget, you can see there's quite a bit of information here on the 2021 A and B bonds that are outstanding. And so if you have questions around that, anything that you need to know, you should be able to find here. It's a pretty good source of information, abbreviated information, if you don't have the limited offering memorandum or one of those big documents around. So, Michael Jensen, I don't know if kind of next steps here, and maybe you want to guide us through the process. I'm happy to answer questions that there are on the budgets, but I understand that they'll be considered at the next meeting for adoption.
Yep. So I'm just pulling up when our next meeting is going to be. So our next meeting is going to be scheduled on December 15th, and that's when we'll hold the public hearings to adopt both District 1 and 2's budgets. So Are you guys comfortable with the budget as Jason presented to us?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget as presented and then have a public hearing scheduled for December 15th.
In the proposed in the approval as presented, do we add that we're going to have a meeting in it, or you're just at letting us know we'll have a meeting?
At the end, say we're going to hold the public hearing on December, set a public hearing on December 15th.
Okay, well, I make a I propose to accept the budget 2026 budget as presented, but we will have a meeting on December 15th to a public meeting to go over it and to approve it.
Okay,
Second
thanks, Mike.
that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Always have a couple of questions. Sorry.
Well, good.
Really quick, because I know Michael's questions go long, which is good. But I did send over PSMP ended up paying the Haney and Company invoices, and
Okay,
I did
good.
send that over to David. I just wanted to make sure. I know that they asked me about that in regards to the audit. So I just want to make sure they received that and make sure they didn't need any further information on it.
Okay. I will follow up with Shelby and with Jason. Just so you guys know, David is no longer with CLA. And so I'll get in touch with Shelby and if I need to with Jason, but and we'll figure out where we're at with the audit. And make sure with Haney they have that information that you sent over, Sheila, and that they actually got the payment and that they can finish the audit for us. Because, yeah, we need to get that as quick as we can. So,
Yeah, and that is the update. That the fees I think were just recently paid, and so I think we Shelby sent out an email earlier today that we should be on track with getting that done pretty quickly here. And so when I circle back with her on these other questions on the assets, the deposit with the town, I'll also get a update on expected timing for the filing of the 2024 audit, and we'll send that all out in one email.
okay, perfect. Thanks, Jace. The one thing I have for you too, I need to get that third quarterly report done. So if you could get me whatever updates. If there's no updates, we'll just list there's no updates, but just get me something back so I can get it filed.
Okay, Sheila.
Yeah, I'll look at it and see if there's been any movement.
Okay. And if there hasn't, like I said, just send me that. And then once you guys send me, both of you, if you could look for that share file email so we could get it signed and I can get it filed. So,
Will do.
okay. All right. If there's nothing else, we can take a motion to adjourn.
I still got a question, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
So
I'm sorry, Mom.
that's all right. So
And if we need Sheila, you can drop off.
you can
Let's
close
do this,
out a
Mike.
second.
Let's do this. Let's take a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
We can stop the meeting and then you can ask your questions.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I
Thanks,
second
Sheila.
that.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right, Sheila. Thanks.